HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. Prime Minister Modi said the country is now entering a new and extraordinary phase. This mission, he said, has the power to bring revolutionary changes in India's health facilities. He also said that this scheme will benefit the poor and middle class the most. It will eliminate all problems they face in getting medical treatment, he said. Thousands of farmers blocked traffic on major roads and railway tracks across India. They are marking 1 year of demonstrations against the three central farm laws. The Sanyukta Kisan Morcha has called on shops, offices, factories and other institutions to shut their doors in solidarity with the 10-hour strike. All emergency services, including hospitals, pharmacies and relief work, will continue, they said. The government has defended the legislation. The center has said they are necessary to modernize agriculture. Olaf Scholz of the center-left Social Democrats defeated Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservatives in an extremely tight German election. Scholz's SPD took 25.7% of the vote. The Christian Democratic-led bloc under Armin Laschet for 24.1% of the vote. Both men said they aim to head the country's next government. Scholz said that voters had sent a clear signal that they want him as chancellor. This has set in motion what could be months of complex coalition talks to decide who will lead Europe's biggest economy. England all-rounder Moeen Ali has announced his retirement from Test cricket. Ali said he will focus on his white ball career. He said the format's intensity can be too much sometimes. The 34-year-old scored 5 centuries and took 195 wickets in cricket's longest format. It included a top score of 155 not out and 5 wicket hauls. Ali made his England debut in 2014, scoring a maiden test century against Sri Lanka. He made 35 runs and claimed 2 wickets in his final test against India earlier this month. MG Motor is gearing up to launch the 2021 Aster SUV, its 4th product in India. MG Motor is expected to launch the Aster SUV in the first week of October. It is essentially the ICE version of the electric S model. The Aster SUV promises to come packed to the brim with features. MG is going to offer the Aster SUV in as many as 8 trims and offer around 20 variants to choose from. These trims will offer Aster SUV with 2 engine options.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.